This is Jenny Kruger, and I am the Publishing Director for Learner Publications, and I am going to present our Fall 21 list. The Outfit. The Outfit follows a band of mystery-solving teens as they investigate chilling ghost stories and strange happenings around their hometown. For example, they investigate an old mansion in the Weeping Woods and discover something truly sinister in the ghosts of Gibbenham Mansion. Fast-paced action and interesting characters add excitement in these spooky British mysteries for kids. A Dog's Best Friend, a Sesame Street guide to caring for your dog. This fun single title in our Sesame brand is slated to correspond with the release of a new animated Sesame special where Elmo gets a puppy named Tango. This photo-driven title provides tips for caring for a new dog, such as going for walks and giving them a bath, and also talks about some of the more fun aspects of having a pet, like naming them. My favorite suggestion for a dog name in this book is Meatball. This single title also has a back matter feature suggesting ways that readers can support animal shelters. It's all art, from drawing to dress up with Sesame Street. Often when we think of art, what comes to mind is visual art, but it's so much more than that. This title highlights the diversity of creative endeavors, from dress up to singing to ballet and poetry. At the end of the main text, we have an idea studio with some basic activities to get the creative juices flowing. And then we also have a small step-by-step activity in the back that combines visual art and gardening by creating a painted planter. Come Together, Change the World, a Sesame Street guide to standing up for social justice. This book was developed to help kids understand what it means to stand up for racial justice. Sesame is a leader in the area of social emotional and social justice content for kids, and their partnership here was critical in presenting the subject matter in a positive, inclusive way. This is not an us versus them fighting racism book, but rather a book about being what Sesame calls an upstander, someone who stands up for racial justice and fairness in their everyday life by focusing on feelings and empathy. And this book also provides some concrete guidance for helping kids know what to do when they see racism in their everyday lives. We at Learner, but also our partners at Sesame, are really looking forward to being able to provide this much needed resource for children. Crayola, Our Colorful Earth. From rainbow-striped canyons and brilliant blue lakes to vivid rocks, gems, and crystals, Earth has a lot to offer when it comes to color. This high-interest title introduces young readers to colors through the lens of earth science. Looks at a very curricular topic, but adding that color element along with a sleek design and gorgeous photos really sets it apart. Plus, it has a cool activity where you combine limestone and vinegar, and the calcium carbonate in the rock makes it bubble. Kids are going to have a lot of fun with this title. Sesame Street Friends Around the World is a series looking at countries with the help of Sesame characters, including international Muppets. We developed the series in consultation with Sesame's partners from all over the world. Much studied countries like Mexico and China are included, but we also have some countries like Afghanistan that are more unique to the market. These books have all the basic country study information for young researchers alongside photos and fun commentary by Muppets. Crayola Creature Colors is a colorful celebration of diversity within the animal world, with a focus on animal groups. These books touch on the basics of each group, identifying features such as feathers for birds and body segments for insects, reproductive cycles, food webs, and habitats, while also highlighting how color helps these creatures survive in the wild. As is typical in our Crayola series, the photos for creature colors are high impact and really bring this core curricular topic to life. Crayola Makers. These fun activity books provide a hands-on approach to STEAM. We've got classic projects like growing rock crystals and making kaleidoscopes, but also some out-of-the-box ideas like making your own dino fossil dig and an optical illusion using a pencil, an index card, and some tape. Each project has a STEAM takeaway to highlight how it works and how, while these projects are fun on their own, there's also something that can be learned by doing them. Words Are Categorical 20th Anniversary Editions. We are excited to share these anniversary editions of the Words Are Categorical series, a very popular series from author Brian P. Cleary that presents parts of speech and other language arts topics like synonyms and antonyms with playful text and fun illustrations. New features like try it prompts encourage creativity, such as by inventing your own words. There's also a back matter element that gives fun facts like the most commonly used words for each part of speech and a Mad Lib style exercise. Issues in Action in Read Woke Books. This is the launch series of our Read Woke brand, which was developed in partnership with Cicely Lewis, School Library Journal's Librarian of the Year for 2020. Spirit of Read Woke is a focus on knowledge as power and an encouragement of honest reflection and engagement to inspire readers. The launch series looks at issues that are very much on the minds of readers and customers, such as gun violence and police brutality. The purpose of Read Woke is empowerment, and we think these books will help readers and customers start conversations about these difficult issues in a way that is also hopeful. There is an emphasis on action and what readers can do about the issues. For example, in mass incarceration, a question about when someone hurts you, how do you want them to fix it, gets readers thinking about the nature of punishment and justice. There are tips for how to take action on each issue at the back of each book. Cicely Lewis has been very involved throughout the series, including writing the mass incarceration title. We're excited to launch the series and to launch the Read Woke brand. Sports All-Stars in Learner Sports. This high interest series is sure to score with sports fans, reluctant readers, and report writers. Action-packed titles cover high-profile sports superstars and explain how the athletes got to the top, how they maintain their bodies and their skills, what they like to do for fun, and much more. These titles focus on the biggest games, the most defining moments, and the intriguing facts and fun aspects that make these superstar athletes who they are. Epic Sports Bios, also in Learner Sports. Some athletes' careers are so impressive they become near mythical figures. In this series, readers learn about the lives of sports heroes and legends from the past and present. These biographies of the biggest superstars in sports history cover each athlete's rise to the top, their greatest games and successes, and other moments that cemented their status as sports legends. Sports Greatest of All Time. Our very popular GOAT series, of course short for Greatest of All Time, discovers the athletes across the world that are the most popular in a fun top 10 format. Packed with color photos, exciting stats, and thrilling action, each book is sure to appeal to sports fans and encourage them to make their own GOAT lists to debate with friends. Series called Pull Ahead People Smarts, which are focusing on social emotional or SEL. We've been hearing a lot of call for SEL resources, just given everything happening in the world today, all the things that kids are dealing with. So we think these will definitely fill a need. And just as a reminder, Pull Ahead readers, they are all GRL A through D. It's our paired fiction and nonfiction brand. So this series, Character Builders, looks at kind of core character traits that are often part of social, emotional, and character education programs. And obviously the nonfiction ones are photo driven, and you can go to the next slide. See, the fiction ones are illustrated. Both have either a picture or an art glossary. And just very fun, simple text, really charming illustrations. So we think these are going to do well. The next Pull Ahead Readers People Smart series is Helpful Habits. So this is more looking at behaviors, actions, things that kids can actually do. So still SEL, but focusing on behaviors rather than character traits, growth mindset type of topics like setting goals and positive behaviors like working with others. These are the illustrated covers for the fiction ones.
And more readers, early bird readers. So pink, GRL A through C, these are just really fun low level readers in the pink band. This is a level reader series. Each level corresponds to a color band. So very low level texts. These are very, you know, kind of charming stories. They're always goofy, a little lighthearted. For these low level ones, it's two stories in one book, and there's a letter tracing activity. So it truly is for emergent readers. And that letter tracing activity is with the finger, not with a writing utensil. Early bird readers, yellow. So this is slightly higher. It's GRL C through E, so still pretty low. Instead of the two stories per book, it's one story. And instead of a letter tracing activity, there's a recall quiz at the end of the book. So kind of building on the skills of the lower level readers. Okay, so step by step, this is a series extension. If customers or people internally here are familiar with our old start to finish series, this is a leveled down version of those. They have really light text load. Very simple, one sentence per page, sometimes just two to three words in a sentence. So it's looking at processes, understanding a sequence of events, whether that's a natural process like how tulip grows or a manufactured process such as how bread is made or how syrup is made. So this is starting the three series that we have for early bird stories, which are fun picture books, really good for read alouds. This series is looking at similarities and differences between people, between families, cultures, different ways of eating, different ways of dressing, or even different kinds of homes or families. And all of the early bird stories include features that are designed to encourage interactivity and engagement on the part of the reader, like comprehension checks throughout the text, and also critical thinking questions and text feature questions at the end of the book, even, you know, why is this word in bold, things like that. And there are also photos in the back matter to kind of help the readers relate the illustrated stories to what they see in their own world. Good points. Next one is Health Smarts. So this is also in the Early Bird Stories brand. This looks at issues of personal health, like dealing with stress, eating healthy foods. They're fun character-driven stories that basically just teach the basics. I think my favorite is Shrink Your Stress, where the main character is really stressed about having to do math, spelling, soccer, chores, all these things, which I'm sure kids can relate to. And there's actually an illustrated character that represents her stress, and what she learns is that some stress is good. It helps you prepare for tests, for example, but when stress is bad, there are concrete things that you can do to manage the stress. So this is kind of a perennially popular topic at this level. Basic money management information for kids, popular with librarians, teachers, and for parents. And again, it's their stories that present relatable situations, kids trying to decide when to save their money, when to spend it. And just like all the early bird stories, there are the critical thinking questions, the photo-driven back matter, features like that. Bumba, let's explore nature cycles. So yeah, Bumba curricular topic that is, you know, photo driven. I think these topics are pretty hard to get down to this level, but we do a good job with them and they are looking really good. And biomimicry. So this is Lightning Bolt Books looking at the topic of biomimicry, which I think there's one other series on the market with this topic. It is looking at how engineers and scientists solve complex human problems with looking at nature as inspiration. So for example, algae and barnacles grow on ship surfaces, which slow the ship down. Engineers designed a coating for ships that is like a shark skin, which looks smooth to us, but actually has pretty sharp points on it to keep that from happening. So a unique STEM science focused series here. A Maker's Guide to Simple Machines. So this is just a fun illustrated series. It does have some photos looking at simple machines in the real world as well, but it's a fun illustrated, it's kind of an alien-like character that guides the readers through the text. So simple text, that ultimately culminates in a hands-on project that demonstrates how the Simple Machine can be used in the real world. Understanding coronavirus, so Searchlight, obviously this is a timely topic, touches on many issues from STEM to sports and entertainment, how coronavirus is impacting the world today. There's a key figures spotlight that highlights people like Dr. Fauci and others, and also a STEM spotlight that highlights the STEM involved in coronavirus and how it's impacting the world. And similarly upbeat topic, deadly diseases. So this also includes a COVID-19 title, but at a very different reading level. It's reading level 1-2. This is our high-low nonfiction brand. The text load is really low in these that you'll see to keep that reading level down. There are features that are designed to help readers, struggling and reluctant readers, like kind of a break in the middle of the text where you can look at close-up images of the bacteria or virus, whatever the case may be, in these cool micrograph images. There's also a Dr. You feature at the end that quizzes readers on which symptoms match up with which diseases. This one, Boss Lady Bios, they are basically bios with an inspirational flair, including quotes when possible from the original, from the figure, and encouraging readers to think about how they can model character traits in their own lives. Issues in Action, Cryptology. So this is our fourth, fifth grade brand. This is for kids who love secret codes and ciphers. Looking at the science and the art of code making and breaking, some from the past, like Navajo code talkers, but also modern day, such as digital cryptology, Bitcoin, things like that. There are real codes and encryption methods spotlighted, as well as real cryptologists and a hands-on activity at the end for readers to try their hand at making their own codes. Silly Science. So this is just a fun look at science, kind of looking at weird, gross, just goofy science facts about animals, bodies, space, and food. It's a mix of fun illustrations and photos. And I would just point out, too, that the tone of these and the text are genuinely entertaining. John is editing them and even recording laughing out loud a couple times. So that is always good. I think kids will really like these. For Gateway, it's quite the roundup of people this time. It's a variety. There's Lupita Nyong'o, actor and filmmaker, Elon Musk. He's always in the news for, you know, his Tesla and SpaceX, things like that. So I think this is going to be a good grouping of bios. We also have a title on the very on the newest Supreme Court Justice, Amy Coney Barrett, and Jimmy Carter. I think all of these will do well. All right, so that is it for Learner Pub and Darby Creek. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Learner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.